This is the Sakamuli of the 2nd of July 2026. Essence, sweet children, donate your vices and the omens of the eclipse of Rahu will be removed. Make a donation and the eclipse will be removed. Question, what awareness does the Father, the Lord of the Tree, give you children of Bharat in order to bring about the omens of Jupiter? Answer, O children of Bharat, your original eternal deity religion was extremely elevated. You were full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. You children of mine, the ocean, have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust and become eclipsed. I have now come to make you beautiful once again. By having this awareness, you will have the omens of Jupiter over you. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti, whose praise did you hear? That of the Unlimited Father. The Highest on High Father is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. No one would say this about their worldly father. You children know that the Father from beyond this world, the Father of all souls, is the Highest on High. His name is Shiva. There can be nothing without a name or form. At this time, everyone is eclipsed by the omens of the eclipse of Rahu. And this is why this is called an iron-aged world. There are omens, the omens of Jupiter, the omens of Venus. You now have the omens of Jupiter over you. You heard the praise of God, the Highest on High, Shivaba. His real name is Shiva, but they have given him many different names. His real name is Shivaba. The Father explains, I am the seed and the sentient being. He is called the sentient being, the truth. He is also called the ocean of happiness, bliss and peace. All the praise belongs to that one alone. The people of Bharat sing his praise, but they don't understand anything. Their intellects have become completely stone. Who made their intellects into stone? Ravan. In the Golden Age, the people of Bharat had divine intellects. 5,000 years ago, this Bharat was a land of divinity, where deities used to reside. Bharat is remembered as an imperishable land. The deities with divine intellects existed in Bharat. At this time, impure ones with stone intellects reside here. The Father has explained how they became impure. When they started to sit on the pyre of lust in the Copper Age, they became ugly. Everyone has been burnt by the fire of lust. That too especially refers to Bharat. There was the kingdom of the deities with divine intellects in Bharat. It was called the land of Vishnu, the kingdom of Rama. The Father comes and tells you this. Sweetest, beloved children, when you were in the golden age, you were full of all virtues. This is your praise. There are no vices there. Ravan, the kingdom of the five vices, begins in the Copper Age. Therefore, the kingdom of Rama changes into the kingdom of Ravan. It is now eclipsed. Bharat has become completely ugly. The omens of Jupiter are the best omens of all. There were the omens of Jupiter over Bharat in the Golden Age. Then in the Silver Age, there were the omens of Venus, and so that was 2 degrees less. It is called the Silver Age. Then came the Copper and Iron Ages. You continued to come down the ladder, and the omens continued to change. At this time, there are the omens of Rahu over everyone. When there is an eclipse of the sun, they say, make a donation and the eclipse will be removed. The spiritual father now explains to you, children, this is spiritual knowledge. This is not the knowledge of any of the scriptures. The knowledge of the scriptures is called the path of devotion. There is no devotion in the golden and silver ages. There is knowledge, devotion, and then disinterest. That is, this old world has to be renounced. This is the Shudra clan. They show a variety form image with Brahmins, deities, warriors, merchants, and Shudras. This is the story of Bharat. They create a variety form image, but those with stone intellects don't understand anything. Why do they have stone intellects? Because they are impure. The people of Bharat had divine intellects. They were completely viceless. 5,000 years ago, Bharat became heaven. There were no other lands. Only the Father explains all of this. Who teaches you Raj Yoga? Shiva, the teacher. He is the ocean of knowledge. No human being can be called the ocean of knowledge, the purifier of all. Only the one Father is the liberator of all. The Father himself comes at the time of sorrow to liberate you from Ravan, and he then becomes your guide and takes you back home. He is called the spiritual guide. The Father says, I am the guide of all of you souls. I will take you all back home. There is no other guide like me. People say God the Father is the liberator, the guide, the blissful one. He has mercy for everyone because all the children of the ocean have become burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. This refers to Bharat in particular. The Father says, you were 16 celestial degrees full, completely viceless. Look what you have become from what you were by sitting on the pyre of lust. The Father has now come again. The Father, the Lord of the tree, comes and brings the omens of Jupiter to all human beings. At this time, Bharat in particular and the world in general are eclipsed by the omens of the eclipse of Rahu. The Father says, I alone come and grant Bharat in particular and the world in general liberation and salvation. You have come here to become those with divine intellects. The most beloved is the Father. The beloved of all lovers is only the One. People of all nations create an oval image because he is the Father of all. In Bharat, there are many Shiva temples, which they call Shivalaya, the place of residence. People in the Golden Age belong to the deity religion. But no one knows when it was their religion or kingdom. They have written that the duration of the Golden Age was very long. The Father sits here and explains, there are now the omens of Jupiter over you children for 21 births. The Lord of the tree is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, to whom everyone calls out, "You are the mother and father, and we are your children." Everyone praises him. Truly, there really was plenty of happiness in the golden and silver ages. Since the Father is heavenly God the Father, the creator of heaven, we too should definitely be in heaven. The Father explains, "All of you were residents of heaven and have now become residents of hell." The original eternal deity religion belongs to Bharat. Only those who belong to the Christian religion continue with their Christian religion. So the Father asks, since you people belonged to the deity religion, why have you forgotten your religion? The Father reminds you that your religion and actions were the most elevated of all. You have now become degraded, sinful, and poverty-stricken. You are worshippers of the deities. So why do you call yourselves Hindus? What has the condition of Bharat become? Because those who belonged to the deity religion have become vicious, they don't call themselves deities. The Father says, it is now the end of this impure world. The Mahabharat war is just ahead. God speaks, I teach you Raja Yoga for the Golden Age. There is only one God, and we are his children. Saligrams. The Father says, you who were worthy of worship have become devotees who are worshippers. You are now taking this knowledge once again to become worthy of worship deities. Then you worthy of worship ones will become worshippers in the Copper Age. You take the full 84 births. Those who have taken 84 births will come and become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. It has been remembered that the original eternal deity religion was established through Brahma. Since there is Prajapita Brahma, there must also be many children. He is definitely needed here. There are so many subjects. These Brahmins then have to become deities. The Father comes and establishes the Brahmin religion by changing those who are Shudras into Brahmins. The original eternal deity religion is established at this confluence age. This is the benevolent confluence age. This war is called a benevolent war. The gates of heaven will open after this destruction. You have come here to become residents of heaven and to go to the land of Vishnu. There are now the imperishable omens of Jupiter over you children. It is said 16 celestial degrees full. Then your degrees decrease by 2 degrees, and so it is said the omens of Venus. In the Golden Age, there are the omens of Jupiter, and then in the Silver Age, there are the omens of Venus. We continue to come down and the omens continue to change. There have continued to be wrong omens for birth after birth. There are now the omens of Jupiter from the Father. That one is the unlimited Father, the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. He is your Father, teacher, and Satguru. All the rest are false, and they cannot grant anyone salvation. This is called a vicious world, whereas that is a viceless world. Everyone is now very unhappy in this vicious world. Look what is happening. There is war, violence. This is called bloodshed without cause. Just see what they continue to do without it being anyone's fault. They will only drop one bomb and that will instantly finish everyone off. This is the same time of the confluence age. A new world is required for you deities. The father says, sweetest children, become Man Manavav. Which father said this? Shubhava. He is incorporeal. In fact, you are also incorporeal, but you take rebirth, whereas I don't. At this time, everyone is impure. Not a single one is pure. You had to become impure. You have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. At this time, the whole tree has reached a state of total decay. This world has become completely old. It now has to be made new once again. Look how many people there are in this impure world. Very few people will rule in the pure world. There was just the one religion. There were no other religions. Bharat was called heaven. It is remembered. There is a sun, a moon, and a whole world in everyone. There will be 900,000 in the Golden Age. And then the number of them will continue to grow. At first, the tree of flowers is very small. The forest of thorns is so big. Look how beautiful the Mughal gardens in Delhi are. There isn't any other garden as big as those. Look how big the forests are. The Golden Age garden is very small. Then it grows and becomes big. It has now become a forest of thorns. When Ravan comes, it becomes a forest of thorns. This is a forest of thorns. When they fight among themselves, they even kill one another. They have so much anger. They are said to be even worse than monkeys. The father says, my beloved children, you now have the omens of the Lord of the Tree over you. Make a donation and the eclipse will be removed. It is here that you have to become completely viceless. You will then shed your bodies and go to the temple of Shiva. There is a lot of happiness in the temple of Shiva. It is the kingdom of deities. The Golden Age is called the temple of Shiva, and the Iron Age is called a brothel. Ravan established this brothel. The father says, become pure from impure. How are you going to become that? Will you become pure by bathing in the Ganges? Or by bathing where three rivers meet? You have been doing that for birth after birth. Millions of people go to bathe there. There are many rivers, lakes and ponds, etc. They go and bathe wherever they see water because they consider themselves to be impure. The Lord of Divinity is now making your intellects divine. Therefore, such a father, the Lord of Divinity, should be remembered with so much love. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bob Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the essence for Dharana one, in order to go from this world of thorns to that garden of flowers, remove all the thorns, the vices. Remember with a lot of love the Father who makes you divine. Two, make effort in this benevolent confluence age to change from Shudras to Brahmins and become deities. In order to remove the omens of the eclipse of Rahu, donate the vices. Blessing. May you perform every action as a special act in this confluence age and become 16 celestial degrees full. This confluence age is the age to reveal your special talents. Every action and every virtue of those whose every act is like a talent is to be praised. 16 celestial degrees full means your every activity is visible as a special talent. This is a sign of the stage of perfection. You saw Sakar Baba's speciality in his way of speaking and walking, etc. So that is also an art. The art of sitting and getting up. The art of seeing, the art of walking. There was uniqueness and speciality in everything. So follow the Father in the same way and become full of all 16 arts. Slogan, a powerful person is one who instantly discerns something and takes a decision immediately. Abhyak signal, stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. When the yoga of you children becomes volcanic and powerful, the power of purity will be able to burn the rubbish of the world in a second. This power of purity is a great power. At the end, when you become completely pure, the fire of your elevated loving thoughts will burn all the rubbish. Om Shanti.